Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 377. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Hope you guys enjoy it. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get started. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Cheers, Mr. Cherubino. How you doing?
Cheers to you. I'm doing fine. I'm having a great day. Equilibrium has been restored to my house. The dream team is intact. That's me and my two cats. We have this triangle. And when there's upset,
I referring to us, but I guess it's not cool.
When there's upset in one corner of the triangle, it upsets the rest of the triangle. So we're all good now, healthy, and I'm really happy about that.
That's good. That's good.
How are you?
Fantastic. And by fantastic, I mean nothing's changed here but the weather.
Okay.
It's just a little hot.
Yeah, it's hot down here too. Got to admit. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, glad to be back. Sorry about last week and my camping too close to a train track. It was an interesting weekend, though. We got to see the full life cycle of mayflies along the Mississippi River.
I don't think anybody knew the reason why we didn't do a show last week.
Congratulations, Eric.
Yeah, what are mayflies exactly and how did that occur?
They are an insect that lives underwater for the first 2 years of its life, and then for the last 3 days, it comes up out of the water, flies all around in huge swarms of millions of them around the Mississippi River, and the females will fly through these swarms, land in the water, drop her eggs, and those eggs will live underwater for another 2 years. Meanwhile, all of these flies are just everywhere, instantly turns... It looks like rain clouds of them. They go up into trees and attach themselves to anything they can. I couldn't even see any paint on my van. That's how thick they were.
No.
They covered it. Yeah. And then they molt. They leave their exoskeletons and they grow much longer antenna out the butts. And then for the next whole day, it was raining exoskeletons on us.
Get out of here.
Mayflies. Yeah. No, yeah, really.
That's so
weird. They left their skeleton. Anytime the wind would pick up, more of them would drop from the tree. I had no idea this was coming. It wasn't the campground we tried to go to. The campground we tried to go to, I don't even think had this problem. It just happened to be a certain spot on the Mississippi, and that's what happened. It was very interesting. I mean, I got online and learned all about them because I really didn't know what was going on. And I didn't know if it was going to be worse or the same. It ended up getting better. And by the third day, it wasn't too bad.
Did they attach themselves to people?
We were in the camper. I woke up to this attachment overnight.
And they completely covered it.
Yeah. There was a really strong wind coming off of the Mississippi towards us. And we camped at the widest spot on the Mississippi. It's 3 miles across right there. And I don't know if the wind blowing towards the land had something to do with how many we got, because it was easier for them just to get blown in. The other days they were out across the water more than that most of the time.
Gotcha. Well, that's nuts.
It is.
Glad you survived that.
Quite a phenomenon.
Yeah, big time. All right, why don't you start us off with an app today, Eric?
Okay, this is an app that came from one of our friends on the Google Plus group. What is it?
The community
super club. Secret group club. Yes. Club. That was the word I was talking about.
Yeah.
This is called Current Flow. Man, this thing is so slow. I'm sorry. It's distractingly slow. Okay. So Current Flow, it's by Badly Interrogated. I love the name of that developer. Current Flow is a game. Basically, it's a bunch of hexagons with lines in them, and then you tap on the hexagon to rotate it, to line it all up, and you got to get the electricity to the power button, or to the light bulb. You know, you got to basically line up lines to light it up.
Like make a circuit?
It's a puzzle game. Yep, like make a circuit, yes. Or two circuits or three circuits, depending on how far you go in the game.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I'm looking at the screenshots now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is like...
You just tap on...
Yeah,
oh, go ahead.
This is like the old pipes game, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like pipes. There must be a huge lag with between us and Eric.
Yeah.
Eric, do me a favor. Count along with me.
Yes.
Just count with me. Ready? Whenever you hear me, just count along with me. Not ahead of me or not behind me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So that's what, about eight. About a
You were saying second? The numbers at the exact same time he was saying the numbers, Eric? Yeah, yes. You were like a good half second behind.
Dang. Do you want me to come back? Drop out for a second?
Maybe lower the quality of your signal.
Oh, okay.
Or use Apple FaceTime audio.
I do have an iPod around here.
All right. Well,
let's see if that helps.
Okay. Anything else going on with this game?
Yeah, basically, you tap those hexagons and it rotates one notch. And then you tap it again and rotates a notch and keep tapping it. Sometimes you get going too fast and you'll have to spin it all the way around again before you get it to line up the way you wanted it to.
I like it. I like this better than pipes because it's more colorful and electric.
Well, yeah. The old pipes were basically squares. You would rotate one of four ways. So this being hexagons or like the honeycomb shape, of course, it's more complicated because you can rotate it six different ways. That alone makes it more complicated. And I am a fan of the style. It's bronzy, if you will.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but those pipes games, they were squares, but you didn't rotate. You moved the slide, didn't you? You moved it.
There was different versions. I want to say the very first iteration might have been both moving and rotating, now that you say that.
Okay.
Was it kind of like those little wooden games that you might win, like at Chuck E. Cheese or something, that you got to slide the picture?
That's what I thought. Yeah. Mentioned it.
I can't believe he said Chuck E. Cheese and got away with it.
It's a nightmare. Current flow from Badly Interrogated. Awesome, man. All right, Dor, what do you got today?
Okay, well, the first thing I got here is not a game. It's not an app, but it is a piece of hardware. I'm going to put the link in the notes, and I can put the link in the newsletter chat. This is called a JXD S7800B. Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? This is a Android tablet. So I'll start
there. It's huge.
Okay, 7-inch tablet, but it's basically wrapped in with a game controller as well. Okay, it is a quad-core 1.6 gigahertz, 2 gigs of RAM, IPS 1280 by 800 screen, dual analog sticks, directional pad, BA, XY buttons, L1, L2, R1, R2 buttons. So it's full controller. And then it has six additional hardware buttons. There are little two buttons on one side and four little buttons on the other side. This is where it gets interesting. Okay. There's home, back, and menu button. There's no recent apps anywhere in it, which I was a little bit upset at first, but it's not critical, I'll say. And the other three buttons are start, select, and then over here, there's a gamepad button. This is what makes it, in my humble opinion, a really good gaming device, is hypothetically...
Was it running Honeycomb? Is that what I saw?
No. This is... Jellybean 444.
Okay.
When you're running your game, I'll pick a better example here. When you're running your game, a lot of emulators or games have on-screen touch controls, and you see buttons on the screen like that, where you see them. Well, there's a little hardware joystick button that when you hit that button, you basically get every controller button that's connected to the tablet, built in the gamepad, on the screen. The app knows what application is running, so it immediately creates a profile with this app. Okay, then I just drag the buttons around and I hit a little save button, then it basically disappears. And now when I hit the controller buttons, it's just like the game natively supports the hardware buttons.
Wow.
So
that was tough, I think, to visualize for audio listeners.
I know.
But it's freaking awesome.
That alone makes emulators and non-joystick gamepads compatible games basically gamepad compatible games. Okay. On previous times when I've used Bluetooth controllers and did that, I did think I experienced a touch of lag. Okay. I experienced no lag. That's with all the emulators and stuff up to Nintendo 64 is what I tried. They just launched a PS2 emulator. Haven't had time to try it. But all the Nintendo 64 games I tried work great. I can also load heavy Android games like Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Gangster Vegas, of course, Riptide. That's one of the old classic gamepad games that work great. And then I did load Aerial Squadron 2, I believe it was called, that I brought last week. That was the Rogue Squadron-esque flying around game. Every game I've tried that when I go into the Play Store and it says it's supported works perfect. I mean, basically perfect. It also has a hard HDMI port. Okay. I don't want to stream anything off of this device because then I'm taking up processor cycles on this device. Okay. So I hook up the hard wire HDMI cable, hook up right to the TV, and I basically have right on my TV full like Grand Theft Auto or Street Fighter or whatever, just like I have a gaming console. And I have controllers that are just like a gaming console. So it's really good. I brought it into work. Three gamers I know, I handed it to them. They said, oh, it's like a PS Vita, but only bigger. And then they,
that's the impression I got.
And then they were playing the games on it. And I said, well, you know, how much do you think it is? And they said $300. And then the other guy said probably around $400. So I feel really good that this is a good bang for the buck. Cause this is, I got this for $148 about a week ago. Now it's $165 on Amazon. But if you look around on other websites, you can get it for around $148 to $152.
Wow. So it's because you've been looking for something like this, haven't you?
Well, I've been talking off and on to guys like Cody and Josh about getting some kind of portable retro gaming rig. But I also would like if I could do other stuff on it. You know what I mean? And Cody pinged me like a week ago and said, you might not want to click this link because they had a other version of this, but it only had 8 gigs in internal storage, which ain't much. This has 16 internal storage, plus it has a SD card that I can literally, because I'm in a newer version of Android, I can say install the apps to the SD card if I want. So that
how does the hardware feel?
It looks like it's not very comfortable. There is a slight bumps on the back where your hands go, which definitely helps. Mm-hmm. The hardest button to ever get right on any controller is the directional pad. I wouldn't give it a 10 out of 10. I would definitely give it like an 8 out of 10. Because if you are pushing up, and then if you push too hard to the side, it will count as a sideways action and not up. So it isn't perfect, but it is very good. It's definitely well better than the average game controller I've seen, because most game controllers I give literally like 5 out of 10 or 6 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah. And I will say I'm not treating it like a normal Android device. There's certain apps I basically will not load on this device. I do not want email. I do not want Google Plus. I do not want Voxer. I do not want communication apps like that, because this is not that kind of device. This is a video player, Netflix streaming device for the kids when we're in the car kind of thing. And my game station, and the battery life is really good. Not great, but really damn good. Easy 5 hours of solid nonstop gameplay on it. Probably closer to like 7.
You can't beat that price. That's a pretty killer price.
Right. And the only downside, because like I always say, if you really like something, you can always say something negative about it. Proprietary DC type charger, not micro USB.
Okay.
That's the only that when I saw that literally made me mad because I didn't catch it on the description or anything.
Yeah, that's odd that would. Wow,
is it 5 volts?
Can
you get an adapter?
I know I can. Yes, yeah, 5 volts.
Yeah, you get an adapter.
Oh no, I am, because the cord they give you with it is literally only like a foot and a half cord.
Lame.
But yeah,
how much RAM's I got?
Two 2 gigs of RAM. If it had three, I would have felt a hell of a lot better about buying it. But this had pretty good reviews, and it seems like it, you know, looked good and controllers looked good, so I went for it. It's enough for every game I've tried to play. I haven't really experienced any real slowdown or lag.
Interesting. Very cool, man. Good review. Good to know something like that is out there.
Oh yeah.
I think I'm in the market for a new tablet, but I've been seeing some good deals, but they've all got like 1 gig of RAM, and I'm like, I don't think I could do that right now.
Kevin Toefel, if you don't know Kevin Toefel, he's a pretty popular quote unquote tech journalist. Put out a Google Plus post today where he was linking to somebody who's, you know, holier than thou with Android, saying processors are very overrated in Android when it comes to per performance. My experience tells me that's exactly right. RAM is more important. Yeah, so if you see a tablet with 1 gig of RAM, do not expect to be really quote unquote satisfied with the device.
Gotcha. Speaking of devices, I got an iPhone 6 Plus this last weekend. I'm not going to beat around the bush. The sooner I say this, the better we're going to be all for all concerned.
Is it white?
Nope. I thought about it. I got a black one.
Oh, it ain't gold?
What? No.
It ain't gold. Not and gold. You didn't get the $10,000 watch? Well, then you're just a half-asser.
I didn't know how, if I should say it on the show or how I should present it. But I, in the end, when I thought about it, I'm like, only good can come from this.
Well, I'll just say this, Steve, there's like a 60-year-old tech at my work who I really respect. He's one of the best techs I've ever met in my life, but he has an iPhone 6, and I went out to lunch with him and the gang down there to lunch today. All lunch, the damn phone would not stop randomly playing loud ads when the phone was in his pocket.
That's crazy.
That's gotta be user.
And then he just put the phone on the table while we're eating, and it just 3 minutes or later, or so just bam, started going off with an ad.
Like a YouTube video ad or something? Or just start
like
playing?
A video, full screen video ad. And me,
I wonder what that guy's doing with
me and everyone else at lunch had our Android devices, and we just kept making fun of them the whole time.
You would never suspect if a group of people went out with Androids and iPhones that the iPhone would be the one doing that stuff.
I know.
I would never have guessed that.
Well, the reason I got mine was I've been an Android user for years now, and my last device, the LG G3, I did not like it. Just little nagging things that were just getting me about this device. Oftentimes, not often, but enough. And I told the guys this on a Voxer. I said, if I go to press something on a phone, like press a button or a key or whatever, and I press it and there's no reaction, and then I go to press it again, but before I go to press it the second time, it actually does react and causes me to press something that's wrong now, I hate that. And that happened a bunch of times. I'm like, I just got to get rid of this phone.
That sounds like my old Nexus 7 I use.
Yeah, it's a little too slow. And I went in the store and I'm a flip-flopper. I like going back and forth between brands and devices. I have not gone to Microsoft yet. And I wanted to see how an iPhone was these days. And I liked that they have a huge one, so I got the 6 Plus. I'm a musician. There's tons. I listen to a lot of music podcasts, and they're always talking about all the music apps that they're using. And I'm like, I want them. So it helps me with that. And I haven't ROMed my phone or done almost any customizations or hardly downloaded any apps like in the last year. So all those things that Android are great at, I don't really need for the time being. And I'm on the T-Mobile jump plan, and I found out I could jump 2 times a year. It doesn't have to be 6 months apart. I get 2 times a year I could jump. So, you know, in a couple months, if I don't like this, I might get something else. But I do have to say, this is from just objectively because I've been using Android forever. I really like this device. I like the way it feels in the hand. I like that it's metal. It's solid. And unlike the one that's on the door talked about that's
for the
playing.
Whole bend and all, but yeah, it's solid.
About what?
Except for the whole bending thing and all. Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Give me a break. Are you kidding me? Like
easy.
How many Android phones
take
are just
that,
junk
I gotta take
plastic?
That pot shot. I got to.
It does not bend at all. At all. Yeah, any Android phone I had, I could bend it probably like 3 to 6 degrees easy. So that's not something that's a negative about it. there is negatives. It's not as customizable and stuff, but I'm really enjoying it. I find Apple has a polish that I haven't found in my last couple Android phones. There's a polish. Well, you kind of know it's going to work.
How much does a tube of that cost?
Exactly. Well, and I have no problem saying 90%+ of Android phones don't even get close to having true polish on them. They're just thrown together.
Yeah. And I wanted to see how it was, and I'm impressed with it. It's everything I've used on it, I feel pleasantly happy with so far.
Well, the stupid question I ask is how many pictures do you take? Because that's the one huge perk you have with that phone is the camera in it is, if not the best, I will say among the top two or three cameras on the market right now.
Really? I only take a few pictures. I'm not a big picture guy. The pictures I have taken, they take some really fast and they come out great. So, and I'll tell you what I've been liking, because my immediate family all has iPhones. FaceTime. I do not use FaceTime with video, but instead of calling them, because a lot of these guys are non-geeks, my family members, they're kind of geeky, some of them. I FaceTime audio them instead of calling them now, and it's like a Skype phone call, almost no lag and really clear audio. So I'm happy to be doing that with them now, because you know how me and Eric counted down at the beginning of this show? With my mom's phone, it was like she has a second lag, and it's just maddening having a conversation with a 1 second lag. Yeah. So FaceTime audio is pretty cool. Okay, now that being said, I won't talk about my iPhone pretty much from this point forward.
You told me about this the other day, and I went through the seven emotions or whatever it's called, you know, anger, torment, hate, vitriol, whatever. I'm not going to make fun of you, and I'm not going to rag on you, and I'm not going to be purposefully ignorant towards the device or you. I'll take this as you're our quote-unquote man on the inside to give us retrospect and views about what you see when you use it. And okay. And you better have to say okay, because in my mind, even if you would have said no, I would have heard you say okay.
That's fine, and thank you for not making fun of me.
Well, I mean, you are getting old.
Yeah, we used to make fun of you when you had that G3.
I know,
but now we're not. I started thinking about it once you told me your reasons for jumping to the iPhone, and it made me appreciate my Note 4 more. I never really thought about it, but honestly, this has been an extremely good device.
It just works.
It does. It works. It's fast. It's got a lot of really nice features that I think I've been taking for granted. Because then I start thinking of other phones. I'm like, well, that phone won't do this. And right. That one won't do this. Right. There's a lot of things this thing does that I would miss. I'm having like a hard time getting it. Well, the stylus and taking notes
is a huge
thing for me. Yeah, I do. Whenever I forget a pen. It's great. You pull it out, it takes the notes like in 1 second.
Dude. It's just ready to go.
Yeah. Well,
does it know when you pull out the stylus and then launch the Note app?
You pull out the stylus and it launches the Note app. You put the stylus back in and it emails you what you just wrote down.
Oh, dude, that's really cool.
Yeah. And I'll say this, Steve. One of the things you also said in Voxer, which of course, thankfully, is cross platform, is you found yourself not needing Root for a good while. Not needing Root to me is one of the key indicators that you can quote unquote use other devices. Mm-hmm. But I'll also say you kiddingly around said you haven't tried Windows Phone yet. I'll just say on the record, I'm 99.9% sure by the time you get rid of that iPhone, even if it's in 6 months, there's not going to be a Windows Phone running Windows mobile phone OS Windows. It's dead. It's gone. It's going to be never made again. No devices with it.
Yeah. That's interesting. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Microsoft is going to basically make their own Android, and they're going to launch with all the Microsoft apps. I mean, what other reason do they have of putting so many apps on Android? It's costing them nothing but money. to create the OS. They're not making money off of it. They're already making money off of Android because they've sued or threatened to sue stupid people, so they get money for it. So if they're getting money for it, why not ship it?
So Microsoft, they're still going to make Microsoft phones, and it's still going to be called Microsoft operating system, but you're saying it's going to be Android-based.
Yes, exactly, like the Kindle Fire. Now, I'm sure...
Like the Fire
Now,
phone.
I'm sure Microsoft is going to do a better job of locking it down. It's going to be either near impossible to get root, or it's going to, you know, be unbelievably easy because they're incompetent. It depends on which foot they put forward. But it's going to be completely branded as its own thing, and they're going to probably do everything they can to make it at least appear different. But they, you know, that gimmick is Visual Studio 2015 is the primary driving development tool on any Microsoft platform. For any Microsoft product, Visual Studio 2015 is coming pre-baked in with Android development capabilities. To me, that was the first indicator that I should have picked up on, but didn't.
Wow, that should be pretty wild. Interesting change. I think it's a good move for them.
Oh yeah, very good. It's damn near genius, I'd say.
Yeah, seriously. Windows Phone 7 phone OS Windows has just been a failure.
Yeah. Steve, I'm glad that you're still with us, even though you've got a different device. I started standing in front of large RVs and large fire trucks, thinking that you were gone when you brought that.
Well, here's the thing:
information.
If you think about it, nothing's going to change on the show. Mm-hmm. I never bring any apps. Most of the apps you guys bring, I could probably install on my phone anyway.
You know, my kids have iPod Touches, the newest version, so I could probably get some good apps for you from them, and I'll bring those to the show. Just for Steve's corner.
All of the best apps on either platform are either already available on the other platform or soon will be.
Right. So guys, don't worry about the format. Nothing's going to change as far as content. It should be the same.
Yes, but if you want to send in your hate mail, send it to
you can, and I'll defend it because,
or you could just join the live chat like everybody else is talking about Steve's
really. Let me just say this then and put transgression. Out there. I have the balls to do this. Some people don't think they could handle two operating systems. I'm a man.
Oh man.
Well, and I can do it. And here's the real reason I'm not upset. I've talked to Steve consistently now for 6 years or so. There's no doubt in my mind in under 2 years, but probably in about 8 months to a year, he's going to say, I've had enough.
What? It'll be way before 8 months.
I don't know. No. Because if he finds good music apps on there, that will give him reasons to put time into it.
I can see him buying an iPad Air because of this purchase.
Yeah.
But as far as using that, that's going to get tiring. For
really?
I haven't been here 6 years, but yeah.
I'm curious to find out. But right now, I'm really liking it. Right now, I'm really liking it.
Cool.
So we'll see. That'd be an interesting experiment. Well, sorry to take all your time up with that, but hopefully we hit some good tangents there. We're going to wrap up the show for today. We're going to hit you up with some more apps tomorrow or Wednesday, because I don't think we have enough emails and voicemails to take up a whole show. So we'll hit you up with some more apps. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening. We will see you in a couple days. Later.